millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Archie Andrews, all again. Well, it's evening as we look in on the Andrews home, an especially quiet and peaceful evening. We find the entire family sitting in the living room. Mr. Andrews is reading his newspaper. Mrs. Andrews is doing some sewing. And the pride and joy of the Andrews family, our boy Archie, is reading a comic book. Yes, all is indeed peaceful and quiet in Riverdale tonight. But for how long? Well...
Fred.
Oh, yes, dear.
What time is it?
Time? Oh, it's exactly. It's exactly. Archie. Archie.
Yes, sir.
I am trying to tell your mother the time, so if you must laugh, do it more quietly, please.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Mary, it's exactly. Archie,
well, okay,
I.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Mary, it's exactly 9 o'clock. Why?
Oh, no reason, dear. Just happen to wonder what time it is.
Oh, fine.
Oh, gee, that was a swell story in the comic book. Dad?
Yes, Archie?
What time is it?
Oh, great. Archie, I just told your mother the time. Didn't you hear me?
Oh, no, Dad, I was reading.
Oh, well, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Only 9 o'clock. Boy, it sure feels like... Oh, I'm getting sleepy.
Archie, cover your mouth when you yawn.
Oh, yes, Mom.
Oh, well, I guess I'm getting sleepy, too.
But for Pete's sake, Archie, what are you yawning about?
Oh, gee, wish, Dad. I can't help it if I have to yawn.
All right, but do it more quietly, please.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Mary, what are you yawning about?
Oh, I can't help it, dear. Seeing Archie yawn makes me yawn.
Oh, fine. Well, he isn't yawning. Archie, will you please stop that?
Gee, wish, Dad. Seeing Mom yawn makes me yawn.
Oh, fine. First you yawn, so your mother yawns, then you yawn, just
that dreams you got me doing it now.
Oh, it's making me nervous.
Me too. Now, just a minute. Now, let's put a stop to this merry-go-round once and for all. Everybody stop yawning.
Yes, dear. Yes, Dad.
Okay. Archie.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but the trouble is, Dad, that I don't have anything to do.
Well, if you haven't anything to do and you're sleepy, why don't you go to bed?
Go to bed?
Yes, go to bed. A good night's sleep for a change wouldn't hurt you. That we all ought to go to bed.
But, Dad, who ever heard of going to bed at 9 o'clock?
And what is so early about 9 o'clock? You know, you must know, young man, it so happens that when I was a boy, we went to bed with the cows and got up with the roosters.
Gee, wasn't it uncomfortable?
It certainly was. No, what? Archie, it was not uncomfortable. I mean, that was just a way of saying we went to bed at sundown and got up at sunrise.
Gee, you did?
Yes, we did. And did it hurt us?
Well.
What?
Oh, I say, that's what makes you look so well.
Yes, you're darn right. Best thing in the world for people is to get a good night's sleep. Yes, sir. In fact, we'll all go to bed right now.
But, Dad, I've got time.
Archie, I...
Oh, okay, Dad, okay. So we'll go to bed early. Shall I turn out the light, Fred?
Just a moment. As soon as I get my slippers off and get into bed.
Fred, what was that?
Knocked the book off Dean's night table.
Oh, all right. Sounded like you were wearing 3 slippers.
3 slippers? Now, Mary, who ever heard of a silly thing
never
like
mind,
that?
Never mind, dear. Can I turn off the lights now?
Yes, dear.
All right. Good night, dear.
Good night, dear.
Good night, son.
Good night, dear.
Yes, sir. This was a great idea.
Yes.
Nothing like going to bed early.
Yes, dear.
Good night, rest does a man a world of good.
Yes,
dear. Wake up feeling fresh and chipper.
Fred.
Did you, huh?
If we're going to sleep, let's go to sleep instead of talking about it all night.
Oh, yes, dear. Yes, you're right. Good night, dear.
Good night. gee whiz.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Archie, what's the matter?
I can't sleep.
Archie, of course you can't sleep. You've only been in bed for half a minute.
I know, but I'm uncomfortable in there. The room is so hot.
Well, for pity's sake, open the window if it's too hot in your room. Gee whiz, I never thought of that.
Yeah. Oh, great.
I'll go open the window right now.
Mary, sometimes that boy acts like he
never
was about
half... Never mind, dear. Good night.
Good night, dear. Oh, good grief. What was that?
Archie opening his window.
Oh. For a minute, I thought he fell out of bed and broke his...
He didn't fall out of bed. He just opened the window like we told him to.
Okay. But does he have to slam it open like he was trying to tear the house apart? Fred, our windows are built so they slide open gently, you know.
Fred,
he's going to break the windows one of these days if we keep that up.
Fred, all right. You can talk to him about it in the morning, but let's get to sleep.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Gee whiz.
Oh, Archie, what now?
I still can't sleep.
Well, Archie, is it still hot in that room with the window wide open?
No, it's too cold.
One, two, three, four. Archie.
Yes, Dad?
Archie, I have a great idea of how to solve the problem of your cold room.
Well, yes, Dad.
Of course, I admit that it's rather difficult, unusual, and highly original plan, but I think you're capable of executing it.
Yes, Dad.
Close the window.
Gee whiz, Dad, I thought of that, but then it'll get too hot again.
Archie, look.
Huh?
The room was hot. But now that you've opened that window wide, you've cooled off the entire house. Besides, I lowered the heat for the night when we came upstairs, so it won't get hot again and your room should be comfortable.
Okay, Dad. I'll go close the window now.
Oh.
Good night, Dad. Good night,
Mom. Mary, that boy, he can be the most...
Fred, let's not spend all night arguing about Archie. Boys are boys. Now go to sleep.
All right. Oh, good
night. Good night.
Oh, good night. Mary, did you hear that?
Fred,
What is that boy trying to do? Rip the window right out of the frame?
Fred,
why doesn't he just take a hammer and smash it? That's what he wants to do.
All right, Fred. You should have told him about opening and closing the window gently.
Should have told him?
Besides, he's been slamming the window that way for years and he hasn't broken it yet.
All right. Let's forget the whole thing before my blood pressure boils over. Good night.
Good night.
Gee whiz.
Now what's the matter? Is your room too lukewarm?
She was no, Dad. My room's just fine.
Then why don't you stay there?
Because this darn old alarm clock is keeping me awake.
Oh, fine. Archie, you have had that alarm clock for 10 years. Why does it suddenly bother you tonight?
I don't know. It seems louder tonight. Just listen to that.
Archie, if the clock's bothering you, leave it in here and I'll wake you in the morning.
Oh, okay, Mom. Thanks, Mom.
Put it on the dressing table.
Okay. There.
All right, dear.
Thanks, Mom. I think I can sleep.
Good night,
Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, dear.
Good night. Oh, Mary,
Mom.
I don't... No, no.
Yes, dear? Don't forget to wake me.
I won't.
Oh, Mary,
okay.
I don't... Archie, will you please go to sleep?
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Oh, Mary, I don't...
Good night.
Good night. Oh. Mary, I don't
well,
know...
Well, I absolutely refuse to hear a word.
Yes, but
the boy isn't trying to be difficult.
Yes, but,
he's just too wide awake at this hour.
Yeah, but he...
Going to bed so early was your idea.
But
and getting all upset over Archie isn't helping anything. Now, for pity's sake, let's get to sleep.
All right, Mary, all right. I promise not to say another word. Good night.
Good night.
Mary.
Yes, sir?
You know, that clock is loud.
Fred, ignore it.
Mary, how can you ignore that? Just listen to that thing.
Well, Fred, if it bothers you that much, do something with it.
All right, I will. I'll take it back to Archie's room.
Oh, Fred, no, then he won't be able to see.
But what else could I do with this frustrated time bomb?
Put it in a drawer.
Drawer?
Yes, then we won't hear it. Put it in the bottom drawer of the bureau. That's empty.
Oh, all right, dear. That's a good idea. All right. That's better. Maybe now we can get some sleep.
Yes, dear. Good night.
Good night. Good grief. What's that?
Oh, dear. The clock. It's making more noise than it did before.
Oh, great. Mary, that noise will drive me out of my mind in no time. I'll take it out of that drawer. There. That's better than that tom-tom effect.
How will I do with it?
Well, Fred, just put it in the clothes closet and close the door. That should muffle it.
Mm, good idea. I'll try it. Well, it works. And that settles the problem of the noisy alarm clock. Now, maybe we can get to sleep.
Yes, dear. Good night.
Good night, dear. Oh, good grief. The clock, the clock. I must have hit the alarm button.
Oh, hurry, Frank. Shut it off.
Yes, I'll let you just... Yes. Oh, got it. Oh, Mary, how...
The gag!
Archie, that was just the alarm on your clock. It happened to go off.
Oh, see, I started to doze off there for a minute, and when I heard the alarm, I thought it was morning already.
Archie, it isn't morning, so go back to bed, and believe me, I'm very sorry it woke you.
Oh, that's okay, Dad. Good night.
Good night. Oh, Mary, I tell you, I've never seen anything like this. One thing after
Fred,
another...
Fred, please stop grumbling and let's get to sleep.
Mary, that's exactly what I would like nothing better than.
What?
Nothing, dear, nothing, nothing. Good night.
Sir. Good night.
Dad.
Oh, no, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I absolutely don't believe it.
Fred, if you hadn't set that alarm off, he'd be sound asleep by this time.
Oh, me. What is it now, Archie?
Well, nothing, Dad, but I just remembered I forgot to brush my teeth before I went to bed.
Oh, good heavens. Archie, what do you want me to do, brush them for you?
Gee whiz, no, Dad, I only thought I should...
Archie, I don't care what you thought. Go brush your teeth. Comb them, too, for all I care.
Gee whiz, Dad, that's silly. Who ever heard of combing your teeth?
Archie,
okay, Dad, okay, okay. It'll just take me a minute, that's all.
Mary, have you ever in all your life heard of anything like this?
Well, you can't blame the boy. All his life he's taught him to brush his teeth morning and night. Now, what else do you expect?
Some sleep, Mary. I expect some sleep.
You get some, dear. This can't go on all night.
How do you know?
Oh, Fred, stop being silly and get to sleep.
Yes, dear. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, good grief.
Archie, what was that?
I dropped the bathroom glass.
Oh, great. Archie, do you have to get in all the trouble in the world at this time of the night?
Well, gee whiz, Dad, I didn't mean to. But my hands were wet when I went through.
Archie, I don't care. I don't care for the gruesome details of the rise and the fall of our bathroom glass. Just go pick up the pieces and go to sleep.
And don't cut yourself, dear.
Okay, Mama, I won't.
His hands were wet and strange.
I forget it.
But Mary, you act as if staying awake was my idea. I came up here to go to sleep. Not
Dad,
to,
I
not...
forget it.
All right, dear. It's forgotten.
Okay, Mom. I got all the glass picked up and I wiped the floor with a rag to be sure to get all the little pieces.
All right, dear. That's fine. Good night.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
Fred. Fred, what's that?
What's what?
The noise.
What noise?
That noise. Sounds like water dripping.
Mary, I don't hear... Oh, good grief. It is water dripping.
Oh, dear. Archie left the water in the bathroom dripping. Fred, you'll have to go shut off the faucet.
Shut off the... Look, Mary, Archie left it dripping. Let him go and shut
Fred,
it off.
The boy's in bed now. Let him stay there.
All right, I'll go shut off the faucet. But so help me, Hannah. This is the last time I'm getting out of bed tonight.
That man, I don't know what...
Oh, my foot!
Oh, my foot! What's the matter? What happened?
I don't know. I cut my foot.
What happened?
What did you cut your foot? Must have been a piece of glass left on the floor.
She was, I thought I got it all picked up.
Serves you right for walking around barefooted.
Mary, is this any time for lectures when I'm wounded and dying?
You're not wounded and dying. Here, let me see your foot.
Yeah, here.
Oh, it's just a little tiny scratch.
Yeah, but it's an awful big foot. Archie, leave my big feet out of this. Mary, is the glass still in it?
Yes, dear. Oh. Just a tiny sliver. Hey, how's that?
Oh, is it bleeding, Mary?
No, dear, but I suppose we'd better put some iodine on it anyway. Archie, get the iodine out of the medicine cabinet.
Yes, ma'am. Look out that point and get out the cabinet.
Oh, never mind, Archie. I'll get it myself.
Oh.
Dropped a few things, didn't you?
Andrews, what have you done?
Mary, I didn't
just
do it.
Look at that.
Yes, but Mary,
just
I'm
look
sorry.
Look at my iodine, your sugar cone, toothpaste, cold cream, hair tonic, cough syrup, and corn pads.
Mary, I
rubbing alcohol with hazel, mint oil, lipstick, and nose drops.
Mary, please don't.
Mascara, Band-Aid, shaving lotion, nail polish, aspirin, and Vaseline.
Mary, I just.
Salt, razor blade, more carbonate, sand, and oil, vitamin, pale, sugar, oil.
Mary! Would you mind telling me just what you hope to gain by reciting a whole catalog of drug supplies?
Well, I
know it's an awful mess here, but it was an accident, and I couldn't help it, and I apologize. And tomorrow, I'll personally go down and buy out another drugstore for you.
Oh, yes, dear. But I suppose it's silly to get so upset. It's just that some of those jars and bottles have been in the family for years.
Yes, dear, and just like some of our relatives, they're not worth a thing. For Pete's sake, let's forget about it and get me out of this.
Get you out of this?
Yes, Mary. I'm standing here barefooted, remember? I don't dare move until they clean up all this broken glass.
Oh, dear.
Well, see, Ruth, that's right. You better not move an inch, Dad. You'll shock yourself to pieces.
Oh.
I know that. But quit standing there crying over spilled iodine.
Yes, dear. Just stay right there, Fred. Aren't you come with me?
Okay, Mom.
You get a broom out of the broom closet and then go up and sweep up all that broken glass.
Uh-huh.
I'm going down to the basement and get a bucket of hot water and soap to mop up all that stuff before it stains the floor up there.
Yeah, you better, Mom.
And you better take a dustpan up, too, Archie.
Okay, Mom, I will. Let's see now. Vacuum, carpet. Here's the broom and the dustpan.
Archie, hurry. I can't stand here all night.
Oh, I'm coming, Dad. I'll be there. Oh, gee whiz. Now, who can that be at a time like this? Hello.
Hello, Archie. Hello. Hiya,
Veronica, it's good to hear your voice, too.
Oh, Archie, you say the sweetest things.
Only to you, Veronica.
Oh, Archie.
But tell me, Veronica, how come you're calling at this hour?
Mary! This hour? Archie, it's only been less than 9
o'clock. Oh, gee whiz, that's right. I forgot we went to bed early.
Went to bed? You don't mean you're worthy?
Oh, no, Veronica. Not asleep yet. But we've been trying to get to sleep.
Archie!
Oh, I'm sorry. I disturbed you,
Archie. Gee, Veronica. You didn't disturb me. I'm always glad to hear from you.
Well, the reason I called, Archie...
Yes?
Well, I don't have anything to do tonight, and I thought
we might
go for a walk or something.
Mary!
She wish you did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gee, I wish I'd known that. I'd never have gone to bed so early.
Archie!
But you can't get out now.
She was no, Veronica. I'm in my pajamas. Yeah, me too. But how about tomorrow night? We'll go to a movie or something.
Oh, I'd love to do that, Archie.
Archie.
Okay, it's a date.
Fine. Well, you better get back to bed, Archie.
Okay, Veronica, and thanks for calling.
Mary.
Oh, that's all right. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams to you, Veronica.
Archie.
Nighty-night.
Mary.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, that's Veronica. What a girl. What a
glass slipped off?
I did, huh? Oh, the glass. Gee, with Mom, I forgot all about it.
Forgot about it?
Yeah, the phone rang as I was going up, and it was Veronica. And I forgot all about Dad waiting up there.
Oh, for pity's sake. Archie, you mean your father's been standing there all this time?
Somebody. Anybody.
She was, I guess, so, Mom.
Oh, dear. Archie, give me that broom. I'll sweep up that glass myself. You bring up that scrub bucket.
Okay, Mom, but I was going to sweep up the glass. Honest, I was. She was, what's everybody so excited about? Now, I might as well bring this bucket up. She was, now why? She was Jughead.
What'd you expect, Sleeping Beauty?
No, Jughead, I didn't expect Sleeping Beauty or you either. What are you doing here?
I just got out of the movies and it was such a swell picture, I thought I'd stop by and tell you about it.
Well, Jughead...
You ought to go see it.
Well, Jughead...
It's all about good guys and bad guys and shooting.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey,
hey,
Jughead, don't shoot.
Jughead!
Huh? Look, that sounds like a very interesting picture, but I don't want to hear about it right now. I'm trying.
Why not?
Because I'm trying.
Don't you always tell me about the pictures you see?
Yes,
and
I'm
don't
fine.
I always listen?
Yes,
but fine I'm friend you are. A fine friend.
Oh, me, Jughead, look. I can't stand here in the doorway arguing with you all night. Come in and I'll explain what the trouble is. Come on in.
Well, okay.
Jughead, go for that bucket!
She was Jughead. Did you hurt yourself?
No.
Is that a nice way to treat a friend?
Jug, I didn't do it on purpose.
I don't want to tell you about a movie. You have to dap me with a bucket of water.
Jug, I didn't.
No, look at me. Just look at me. Wet pants.
Jughead, look. I didn't push you, and I didn't want you to get your pants all wet. It was an accident. Now, for Pete's sake, don't just sit there yelling your head off.
Well, how am I going to go home in wet pants?
Jughead, you don't have to go home in wet pants. Take those pants off, and I'll lend you a pair of my flats.
Well, okay.
Okay. Now, come on up as soon as you get them off, and I'll get the flats for you.
Okay, but it's a fine thing. A fine thing.
Oh, boy, that Jughead.
Harvey, what's been keeping you?
Mom, I had a little trouble with Jughead.
Archie, never mind Jughead. I've got the glass swept up, and I want to scrub this floor, so hand me that bucket.
Okay, Mom, but I want
to... Archie, what happened to the soapy water I had in this bucket?
Mom, I'm trying to tell you we had a little accident.
Another accident?
Yes, Dad. You see, Jughead's downstairs.
Hello. No, Regan. Oh, hello, Jughead. Good grief, Jughead. Where are your pants?
Where are yours?
Well, I left them on the nightstand to Jughead. Never mind where my pants are. I'm wearing this nightshirt because I've been trying to go to sleep for the past half hour. But what are you doing running around here in your undershorts?
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you, Dad. Jug tripped over the bucket of water and got his pants all wet.
Oh, for pity's sake.
And am I cold? Archie, let Jughead wear your gray slacks.
I am, Mom. I was just going to get them for him.
Well, they just came back from the tailor's and they're down in the hall closet. Jug, run down there and get them.
Gee whiz, okay. Fine thing when you come visiting a friend, he cuts you with a bucket of water, and then he makes you come upstairs and then to downstairs. It's a fine thing.
Jughead, if you're talking to us, we can't hear you.
I was just talking to myself, Miss Sanders. Are those slats in the front hall closet?
Yes, Jughead.
Okay.
Fine thing.
I have to... Gee, who can that be?
Gee, Betty.
Hello, Jughead, what are you... Jughead, where are your pants?
Forgot all about that, Betty.
I'll answer the door, Jughead. We'll see with Betty.
Archie, what are you doing in your pajamas?
Oh, Jesus, I forgot about my pajamas. Oh, Betty, I was...
Hello, Santa.
Betty. Oh, Mrs. Andrews, what are you doing in your bathroom?
Maybe I was just getting ready to go to sleep, and it's
just... What's going on down here, anyway?
Mr. Andrews, what are you doing in that nightshirt?
But what's wrong with this nightshirt?
Nothing, Mr. Andrews, but why is everybody undressed?
Now, Betty,
I'm not undressed. I just got my pants wet.
Let me...
I decided to go to bed early.
Archie, would you please...
I have to finish cleaning up that floor.
Mary, will you...
I hope I didn't disturb you.
Betty, will you please... Jughead, I...
Jughead.
Quiet.
He got me all wet.
Quiet. That's better. Now listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Pat.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, fine. Now, it so happens that half an hour ago, I decided to go to bed and get a good night's sleep for a change. But why couldn't I? Why?
Crumbs in the bed?
Yes, I had some crackers before
I... No!
I... Jughead, be quiet.
Okay, okay.
Okay. I couldn't get to bed because of Archie. Archie can't sleep. Archie says his room is awfully warm. It's too cold in his room. The clock is too loud. He wants to brush his teeth. He's got to talk to his friends on the phone. Then Jughead nearly drowns in a bucket of water.
Who nearly drowned? I can swim.
Jughead, be quiet.
Okay, okay.
Now, I've had enough of this nonsense. I am going to sleep, and I'm going to sleep right now. Is that clear?
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
Good night.
Jughead, get those pants on and go home right now.
Oh, I am, I am.
And Betty, I don't know what you came over here for, and I hate to be so abrupt, but you'll just have to come back tomorrow.
All right, Mr. Andrews, come on, Jug.
Okay, Betty, good night, everyone.
Good night. All right, now, Mary, you'll scrub that floor in the morning.
Oh, but then I...
No buts about it, dear. We're going to go to sleep right now, and that final, the floor will wait.
Yes, dear.
All right. And Archie, I want you to go straight to your room, get into bed, and stay there, you hear?
Yes, sir.
I don't care whether your room is hot, cold, or indifferent. Go to sleep.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Archie.
Oh, now, Mary, let's go to sleep.
Yes, dear.
Oh, turn out the light.
Yes, dear.
Good
night.
Good night, dear. Well, Mary.
Yes, dear?
You know something?
Yes, dear?
I can't sleep. Is this room awfully warm?
Now, Fred Andrews, don't you dare touch that.
I think the room is too warm. That's all. I can sleep.
Andrews will be back in just a moment. But first, there's an old Irish legend that if you bury a bit of gold in the dark of the moon, the little folk will add more to it, and years later you can dig up a fortune. Well, that's just a story. But there is a way to make your money grow, and without depending on leprechauns. United States security bonds pay back $4 for every $3 you put in, and in only 10 years. Money invested in savings bonds today means security tomorrow. Don't trust in magic to make your dollars grow. Buy a bond today. When you own United States security bonds, you own a piece of your country's future. And now, back to the Andrews. It's an hour later, and after a few little difficulties with Mr. Andrews opening and closing windows, everyone finally got to sleep.
Fred, telephone's ringing.
How you doing?
Fred, answer that.
He's with now. Who can be calling up at this hour?
Huh? Archie, you going to answer that?
Yes, Bob, I'll go.
All right, dear.
That's a fine thing. Oh.
Hello, Archie.
Jughead. Jughead, what do you want?
Oh, I just remembered. The movie I thought you might want to go see. I never told you the name of it.
Oh, great, Jughead. Did you call just for that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fine. All right, Jug. What's the name of it?
The Big Sleep.
Yes, oh, no!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Ullman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Yvonne Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday for more of The Merry Adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Stay tuned for Meet the Minx, which will be heard immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.